your life. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Don. All right. Good. Okay.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Just had a new show starting across from you, and beautiful lineup. Just wanted to let you know. Sorry about that, everyone. I really love you.
Thank you. You know, that's Don Newsom, and he's the guy that started BBS. And we, not this show, but Don and I did a show together called The Don and Wynn Show. And we did it for 2 or 3 years. And it was the first time I actually was putting stuff out regularly. But it wasn't just based on my material. We had all kinds of guests. And Don and I were phenomenal bouncing off of each other. And I'm so grateful for Don for right now. In normal circumstances, he should have said, "When stay up or you're off the air," but he hasn't. We will catch up. So thank you, Don. And let's see here. We're going to Father, Mother, God. We ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. Any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. Right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present? Thank you.
Yes. Give us a minute. We greet you in the blood of the one infinite creator. We take a moment and we connect with your realm. We do not come to the telephone line or the computer. We come directly to each and every one of you. If we ever say anything that does not resonate with you, disregard it, as it does not apply to you at this time. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. The first question tonight is from Valerie. And Valerie is in Livermore. As it appears to me, we all have reptilian and alien DNA within us. She has a few questions here. Is that true?
Yes.
And I'm just going to add, did this come from crossbreeding over a long period of time from alien species?
Human race was perfected over time and was, give us a minute to find the words, they were experimented on to see what would make the most viable body form that would survive in the Earth axis, the Earth atmosphere, the Earth gravity, the Earth environment. There were various contributors to the experiments, and of them, partly were reptilian DNA and Anunnaki DNA, DNA from American or not American but earthly sources, African being one of them. They were conjectured, were put together to see which would have the qualities of sustainability, intelligence, beauty, and there were many mistakes. The mistakes did not survive. We hope that helps with the answer.
Now, as I understand your answer, these alien creators of DNA were not necessarily cooperating with each other. They were each working independently. And Edgar Cayce talks about 12 root races. Is this what he was referring to?
Yes.
Okay. And the next question from Valerie is a little bit hard to understand. I'll read it, and then I'll see if I can figure out what she's really saying. And due to this newest part of our evolution, I don't know what she means by the newest part of our evolution. Is that the reason why so many more people are becoming enlightened spiritually? Now, the way that I understand that is that we are at the end of a 75,000-year cycle, and that the energies coming in from the center of the universe through the galaxies are higher now than they've ever been before, which is causing upgrades in DNA for the people that reach for it. In other words, if somebody is on a spiritual path of reaching, they have more chance now than ever before, at least in the last 75,000 years, to evolve themselves spiritually. That would be my answer to your question, because I'm not sure what you mean of due to this newest part of our evolution. That doesn't make sense to me. But I'll turn it over to our sources and let them continue.
Thank you. Earth is very old. The species known as man is very old in various shapes and sizes. And so it is a new event, the last upgrade of people on Earth. Give us a moment. The people who were developed go back to different origins and have mixed together to create new it is exciting. They have mixed together to create stronger bodies, to create more intelligent bodies, and in some cases, they are as genetically from race, from mother to father and son, and as the genetics occur and new members enter the race, sometimes they lose some of their qualities. However, due to Earth moving into a higher energy, it is the survival of ones that can handle the higher energy. And indeed tend to be smarter and have more paranormal abilities than others, that they are the ones that are the survivors and are making a whole exciting new appearance in the Earth plane. We hope that helps.
You know, if there's 12 root races that were all established by different, I would assume 12 different ET groups, do those ET groups still try to maintain any agenda with their particular root race?
No, they, we look for some coherence here, but we see that the ancestors are moving into life forms, and the main groups are losing track of them.
Mm-hmm. And another question in this vein is that obviously there's a lot of crossbreeding between the various races, and how does that impact, that probably impacts things dramatically, creating new potentials. But can you comment on that?
Sometimes the outcome is not so favorable, and those die out. Others are more favorable and survive better and take their place in history.
What happens to the souls of the races or beings that die out?
They move on and take other bodies that are stronger, or they sit it out, or they go back to God, or they do any number of choices that are available to souls without bodies.
Okay. Thank you. Valerie, on your third question, I'm going to, either I'll come back to it or ask it again next week because it's a good question, but I want to try to get some of these other questions into the mix, okay? And this is from Don Herman. And could sources go into more detail on the concept of putting something in the light in order to bring about a desired result or affect a favorable solution to a problem? You know, let me make a comment on that, Don. You know, one of the things, you know, with working in Kimberly, with Kimberly, who's working on healing with Terry, I see something clearly that Kimberly starts the healing in 5D, and then the healing does or does not download into the person's body, so the person may or may not get a result. And there's lots of reasons why it may or may not download. The person may be blocked in an area. They may have very strong patterns that they can't let go of. So what I see is when you put something in the light, and they're gonna clarify this, but what you're actually doing is creating something in a higher dimension. And if it's for the highest good of all concerned, then you get the support of the higher sources in the creation of it. But if it violates the free will of something down here, it can't manifest unless there's enough free will choice in this realm of the opposite direction. Similar to healing a body, you know, it's like healing a planet or healing a situation. It's kind of like there's a tug of war. I don't know if that's the right analogy. There is a tension to say, can what something that started in a higher dimension download into physical reality so something shifts? And that is the way that I observe it happening. And let me turn it over to our sources.
Thank you. A person has to be open to the download. A person has to believe in the download. And they have to accept the download. If they have reasons not to accept a download because they feel like they don't deserve it, or they feel that it couldn't really happen, if they have blockages to it, then it can't download. When you put something in the light, you are putting it into a higher realm where creation is beginning. And the new creation can then be downloaded and take the place of the old creation, which is inadequate.
Thank you. Well, you were responding to putting it into light, for example, in terms of a person receiving healing. But there's other ways we put things in the light. We put the weather in the light. We put earthquakes in the light. We put...
But it is a similar principle.
Yes. Okay. Next question is from David Wilkes in Livermore. He's friends with Valerie in Livermore. And, you know, when I ask a question like yours, David, I don't think it'll be a problem. But I just want to make the proviso. Sometimes certain questions require moving into looking at certain very dark things. And this is not necessarily the case with you, but it might be the case of another question for tonight. And it's not, I ask our sources to decline those questions up front, because it can pull Terry into those dark things, and that's something we don't want to do, particularly right now. It's happened before. So the thing about what we're doing when we do this call, we are working with a group hologram. We are not just working with information. So whatever we say, we invoke. So in other words, if I say David Wilkes' consciousness becomes upfront and forefront. And when the Elohim looks at David's consciousness, they move into it. But so does Terry, okay? Now, I'm sure it's not a problem here, because we do it all the time. But when somebody asks about dark things, like being abducted or something like that, it's not good for Terry to go there. And sometimes she does, and then we have to fight off entities, okay? I'm just telling you how the process works. This is not linear. It's not, it's like, because we're dealing with the Elohim and we're dealing with such high holographic energy, everything else is underneath that. So as soon as we say something, we go there. Whether energetically, we go there. You go there as well, and to a certain degree. But there's things that Terry shouldn't go to. So I might even hesitate to ask a question because of that. Maybe our sources could comment on that.
That's very well said. Now we are curious of his question.
Okay. When I was a little boy, around 7 years old, I had 14 hours missing time experience. I remember going to bed the night before because I just changed my sheets. And the next day I woke up and my bed was made and my clothes were on. And I was on the floor, belt, shoes, shirt, the whole works. I knew something was wrong. I never said anything to my parents. Not too long after, I had a dream that I was being instructed on how to fly in a saucer. And my instructor was a dog. Was I taken, and why, and by who? Now, I gave a precursor to that. Is that a safe question to answer?
Let us give us a moment. Let us look at that. It is more complicated than. It is more complicated in that your consciousness and your body consciousness were separated. We do see there was some interference. And the interference was with you. We wonder if your parents or your parents' parents or your many or not ever was had a similar thing happen to them, although they may not have spoken of it. We see that you explore beyond the limits of your body and at that one time and allowed, which allowed the body structure to do some of the functions without your memory of it. We see that you resumed, and it was an experience that was just a moment. It is and was available to you to see what the experience was. However, it is in the deep reaches of your subconscious. The memory is still there. The body does not have the memory, but you yourself have the memory. We hope that shed some light on it.
Would something like hypnosis be something that would work to help him get the memory? And would it be good for him to get the memory?
It would be good to straighten that out and to get the memory of it, yes.
Mm-hmm. And would hypnosis be a potential way of doing it?
Yes. But because be careful who you choose to hypnotize
you.
All
right. Okay, next question. This is from Helen in Virginia Beach. There's a study that ties the weather conditions in a geographic area to the collective consciousness of the people there. I'm not sure how they determined this. So can our collective consciousness calls affect the weather of the collective consciousness in an area of severe weather conditions or possible earth changes? I suppose she's thinking about our planetary healing sessions every night.
Yes, it can help also the physical actions of people. For instance, bombing in a certain area can affect the planetary consciousness, the planetary vibrations, earthquakes, volcanic eruptions. One cannot simply bomb and bomb and bomb without consequences in the earth and on the other side, opposite, where the bombing is. The earth, although big, is not insensitive or unreactive. The mood of the people in a certain area is affected by the earth, and the earth affects the mood of the people, and the mood of the people consequently in reverse affects the earth. It is an area where people, by their consciousness, do upset the normal routine of the Earth. If there are projecting hostility and disharmony that can be experienced within the Earth, within the weather, this is only one of the things that can affect this chemical sprayed toxic substances, the chopping down of trees. It is quite a wide spectrum of what can affect the weather and the Earth.
Thank you. Next here is, Cecil didn't ask a question today, but after last week's question, Terry was getting more information on it, which I thought Cecil would be interested in. And last week's question had to do, God, I don't have it in front of me. I believe it had to do with someone on the other side.
Yes, the daughter.
The daughter who might be enticing the mother to pass this realm to be with her on the other side. Is that right?
The daughter is appearing to the mother, and this does happen when a person is give us a moment for the right words. The English language or Terry's vocabulary is lacking to describe this process. The interface between realms, as a person gets ready to cross over, becomes more pronounced. The interface, the connection, the person becomes more aware of beings on the other side, relatives that have crossed over before can be on the other side and talking to the person who is getting ready to cross over. Sometimes the person appears to have dementia or appears not quite rational. However, it is a part of the letting go and the connecting with the higher realm that is occurring. But we do see in Cecil's wife's case a connection, a strong connection between her and her daughter, and her daughter does come to Betty and does connect. This is somewhat normal in the routine of things. Thank you.
Okay. From Michael Adler in San Diego area, I've been working on healing my neck and back due to spinal issues. This has been going on for more than 8 years. Recently, I was referred by a friend to an acupuncturist, and I've been getting treatments out of my own pocket for this. I've been getting some improvement, but still wondering if this is the correct Or maybe we should reword that, Michael, and say, this is the only or the best, or are there other in addition to this? But the way he's worded it, this is the correct healing path for me. Chiropractic has not helped either. Could our sources please comment on this? And
yes.
We might... well, go ahead.
There are more than one avenue towards healing, and one of them would be to work with a healer via a session, say, with Kimberly Meredith. As there may be other options to supplement your acupuncture and chiropractic work here. Diet is also important, that you get enough minerals and vitamins and good nourishing food is very important.
Could we add asking two of the frequency devices we are aware of? One is the violet ray, and one is the photon genius. Do you see those as being possibly helpful?
Well, the genie, the photon genie, could have some benefit in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And the genius could provide some help, photon genius. You mentioned another one.
The violet ray.
No. The
no.
Violet ray. The photon genie could provide similar benefit to the violet ray, but more stable.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'll mention, you know, there is a place in Temecula, which isn't that far from Michael, that has that. I don't know if there's anything closer. Maybe there is. But I know there's one in Temecula. So thank you for your question, Michael. And next question is from Dharmananda. And I have been asking the Elohim to come into my body and help me heal, but I never feel your presence when I do. I want to know if I'm doing something wrong since I don't feel you in me, or I have been forsaken. I really need healing since I'm in so much pain in my left hip that I can barely walk now because of it. And Dharmananda, you know, when I first had that thing happen with my sister, with where her lupus disappeared, I actually thought, well, we can heal the world. But as I have observed this over time, for example, Terry, if anyone was going to get healed by saying, you know, Vavoom, heal Terry, I'm sure they would have healed her right away. And I came to understand, they can verify this, because this is the way I understood it, that part of the issue was that she had certain patterns in her that had brought this situation to the forefront, and that it was an opportunity for her to clear the pattern. And I can see her doing that. And it's like, I don't know if they could have healed her in spite of that, or they couldn't have healed her until she cleared the pattern. And then we worked with Kimberly Meredith, which I highly recommend. She's in Los Angeles, and she does Skype sessions over the phone. And she is going to get so busy that she's not going to, you know, right now she's got a 6-week waiting time, and she's going to have a 6-month waiting time before too long. Because I was in the session with Terry and Kimberly for 3 of them, and I watched the energy very carefully, and I watched what was going on, and that Kimberly has a 5D, this is the way she describes it, she has a 5D team working, but they have to get Terry to be present in her body in ways that Terry was not present in order for the healing to stick. Now, well, I happened to be in the room and I spoke to the sources that were the team that was working through Kimberly. Now, Kimberly knew nothing of my work and knew nothing of the way that we learned how the universe operates. But I asked the question, are some of you guys from the Ra group? And the answer was yes. And are some of you from the Elohim group? And the answer was yes. So they said they were working from 5D, which is a lower level than the Elohim is at. And I think there's a tendency to think because the Elohim is so high, they can wave their magic wand and everything shifts. But as I'm learning, it's not as simple as that. And that there needs to be a continuum from their realm into this realm. And the question is, what is blocking the continuum? But sometimes a person like Kimberly, who's working with a lower level group, can fill in some things in the continuum that allow something to happen. Okay, that's my explanation and my comment. Let me turn it over to our sources, and they can comment if I'm accurate in how I describe that.
The fifth dimension is where forms are made, and they're liquid and changeable. So that if you move to the fifth dimension, and if you have the spirit, say, the help of the Holy Spirit, if you have help, and you work with the fifth dimension and reset the form, then it can download as a reset form, corrected into the third density, into your life. Once the disability gets fixed in the third dimension, it is fixed, and you are working against the fixedness to try to change it. If you can get into the fifth dimension and download it into the third density in, as a corrected model of how your body should be ideally, then it is much easier to change than working or trying to work with a downloaded version, corrupted version, that is fixed and harder to change. We hope that helps.
Thank you. And, you know, we have the idea of miracles. Now, if I believe and if I have faith, I can have a miracle. And then we start believing in faith, and nothing happens. But I think there's a protocol for miracles, which now some people may automatically get it without even understanding it, starting in the 5D, getting someone. Would it be beneficial for Dharmananda to work with Kimberly? Is that increases chances?
It would definitely be beneficial.
Okay. There we go. So look her up. Kimberly Meredith Healing. You'll find testimonials. She's very impressive. She's cleared hundreds of people of physical issues. She charges $200, and she is not doing it for the money. She is a sweetheart. But and Kelly has had great results with her. I don't want to take the time. There were two people that I didn't ask their question, and one was Anna in Connecticut. And Anna, you must submit your question next week, okay? It's just that there was so much to read here to get through it. I put it to last, and we ran out of time. So submit it next week. And let me see, I think Bonnie had a question. And Bonnie, submit your question next week, okay? And Helen had another question. And somebody else had a question here. It's Valerie. So submit your questions next week, and I will try to give priority to the ones we missed. Just say, you know, second submission. And on that note, let us go to Whole Planet Healing and continue. And I think you all know the phone number because I don't. So we'll just go there. Hi, so you on the line?
Yes, I am.
You want to share the phone number?
I certainly do. With it is 712-770-4340 and then access code 250513#.
Thank you, and thank you, Hayes, for being here and helping to hold it together.
Okay? My pleasure.
And thank you for driving your son to soccer. Did he go to soccer tonight?
No, basketball.
Basketball. At least you have athletic sons. Okay, we will see you all on Whole Planet Healing, those of you that show up in just a minute. And thank you all who asked questions. And thank you all that made donations for Terry. I sent out a thing on GoFundMe, and I mentioned it, and I know some of you did, so thank you. And we'll see you on Whole Planet Healing. Over and out.
Your conference recording has stopped. All callers are unmuted.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. I'm dropping the call. Did I ask your question, Don? I think I did, right?
Yeah, I did. I submitted like an additional one. I'll ask it in next week.
I was afraid of that. All right, I'll see you later.
Goodbye.